Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, it's been quite a week for laws being passed that will have important effects on our digital lives, both here in the U.S. and across the big pond. Here in America, both houses of Congress passed the Consumer Review Fairness Act. In this era of going-for-the-throat partisanship, it's refreshing, and unfortunately nearly unique, to see a bill passed unanimously by the Senate. This new law is a reaction to efforts by companies ranging from online merchants to apartment complexes to dentist offices, and on, to squelch unfavorable reviews by consumers of their products or services. The examples of this kind of abuse are legion, often based on clauses buried deep in online terms of use or sales contracts. In some cases, it's just a matter of a post online. In one such example, a jewelry store sued a customer who gave the store a one-star review on Yelp. All that is in the past now. The new law simply voids any provision in any contract that tries to prohibit customers from posting reviews about a company's products or services. It also voids any provisions that require a customer to give up any intellectual property rights to their reviews, another tactic used by some companies to grab copyright from posts and then basically bury them. And, by the way, this law also applies to reviews that aren't posted online. All in all, a very positive addition to our digital lives. Meanwhile, across the pond, Britain has just passed a very important law that affects the digital world. While it doesn't directly affect individuals in the U.S. at the moment, it's important to recall that much of U.S. law is derived in one way or another from British law. The principle that governments do not have absolute power, for example, traces back to the Magna Carta in 1215. Our copyright laws are descended from the Statute of Anne, passed in Britain 80 years before copyright found its way into U.S. law. The common law, based largely on judicial decisions, is still important in America and in many other former British colonies around the world. On the other hand, our Bill of Rights stems largely from negative reactions to British practices and laws. The Third Amendment, for example, prevents the government from quartering soldiers in homes without the permission of the homeowner, in response to British practices in the colonial era. The Fifth Amendment prevents a person from having to testify against him or herself, a reaction to Star Chamber practices and to the use of torture to elicit confessions. And the list goes on, almost through all of our Bill of Rights. Very interesting, you may say, but when did the Electronic Cottage become a history podcast? The point here is that many things that originate in Britain find their way over to the U.S. in one way or another. One, which we may want to be careful about importing, is the Investigatory Powers Act, which became law this week in Britain. A law that's referred to by almost everyone, not in government, as the Snooper's Charter. This sweeping new law will place new requirements on so-called communication service providers, or CSPs. Note that communication service providers can include those who provide, for example, Wi-Fi hotspots in their businesses, as well as large internet service providers like British Telecom. Basically, any CSP will have to keep records of all websites visited by people in the United Kingdom, as well as what applications were accessed online, and keep them for a year, and make those records available to a whole slew of government agencies. At present, that list is close to 40 agencies, ranging from the expected, like police departments and other law enforcement groups, to the unexpected and somewhat puzzling, like the Scottish Ambulance Service Board. The Act also authorizes bulk metadata collection without a warrant, which had been going on in secret by Britain's GCHQ, the equivalent of our NSA, which, as we know, thanks to Edward Snowden, did the same thing here in the U.S. This Snooper's Charter also authorizes law enforcement to carry out, quote, targeted equipment interference, end quote, which the non-government world refers to as hacking, to access a computer's data. And of course, the Act makes communication providers assist with interception of data and communication and with, quote, equipment interference, end quote, and to remove encryption when requested. Further, quote, CSPs subject to a technical capacity notice must notify the government of new products and services in advance of their launch in order to allow consideration of whether it's necessary and proportionate to require the CSP to provide a technical capability on the new service, end quote. In plain English for the rest of us, if a service provider wants to make any technical change to its service, such as, for example, allowing end-to-end encryption of messages, it has to tell the government beforehand, and the government could, for example, demand a backdoor be inserted so that any encryption could be broken. So why is all this worth paying attention to here in the U.S.? After all, we're talking about Britain. But every one of these provisions, and many others not mentioned here, have already been proposed by politicians here in the U.S. And as history shows us, what happens in Britain often later happens in the U.S. This law has been described as, quote, the most intrusive system of any democracy in history, end quote. It's already been cited by China as a justification for Chinese internet restrictions when Western governments complain about them. That will only happen more often when Western governments point to Iran and Russia and China's online privacy and human rights violations. Their response will simply be, look who's talking. Here in the U.S., as a change of government occurs, we'll be wise to be aware of what's happened in Britain and to resist the temptation to say, it couldn't happen here. It could. So, it's a good time to be vigilant about how such laws can affect our digital lives, and we'll try to do our part to be vigilant right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.